Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Hi. I did one of the surveys online, and I got a pair of wireless earbuds. Those came in. They were $7.95. But I also noticed you guys took another $60-something dollars out of my checking account. I don't know why.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code, please?
01020.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Michelle Piquette. P as in Paul. I-Q-U-E-T-T-E.
And when did this happen, ma'am?
I just noticed. I was just looking at my checking account today, and I just noticed today.
Oh, it came out today?
It came out yesterday. I was looking in my account today.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Let's see. It's not wanting to come up that way. Let's try it this way. Is a good phone number the 413-474-0821?
Correct.
Okay. Spell that last name one more time for me.
P as in Paul. I, Q as in Queen, U, E, T, T, E.
Here we go. Yes, ma'am, and that's Charmaine.
Excuse me?
What was the first name on the account?
It's Michelle.
Yes, ma'am, I don't have a Michelle with that last name.
Well, you must, because you guys took out $7.95 out of my checking.
What day was that was taken? Are you in Florida?
No, I'm in Massachusetts.
Okay, the only one that's coming up for that last name is in Florida. Does anyone else have permission to use your card?
No.
That's P-I-Q-U-E-T-T-E.
Ma'am, can I get a word in here? It says the same thing that it says where the $7.95 was taken out. So I know it came from the same place that I got the earbuds.
Yes, ma'am. I just have to locate the account for that last name. For the zip code, I got nothing to come up. For your last name, I do have another account. I guess someone has the same last name as you, named Charmaine. I do apologize, but we'll need to find this account.
Well, you guys took the money. I guess I'll report it to my bank, and my bank said they're going to report it to the Better Business Bureau, because I didn't authorize you folks to take out more than the $7.95.
Yes, ma'am. I represent 200 different companies. I would have to see which company's charging you, and I'm not locating an account. We could try looking with the last 8 of the card number if you would like.
Of what card number? My debit card?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, no, I'm not giving you my debit card again. But
that's the only other way. It wouldn't have to be all. We could do the last 4.
Listen, this is how it came in a white package from Import Direct Gadgets, 8865 Norwin Avenue, Suite 27, #102, from North Huntington, Pennsylvania. That's where it came from.
Yes, and that doesn't help me. We represent 200 different companies.
What about the USPS tracking number?
No, ma'am. We can't look it up that way either. It would have to be the last 4, the first 6 of the card number. That's the only other option I have.
1565.
Thank you. Okay, I'm still not locating an account with that last name for the last 4 of the card number.
Do you have a supervisor, ma'am?
I can't transfer to a supervisor unless I have an account.
Can you give me the supervisor number? I will call them.
I don't have a supervisor number, ma'am. You would have to call back. But we only can transfer over to a supervisor when we're able to locate an account. without an account, I can't transfer.
Okay, I'm just going to report you guys to the Better Business Bureau because I didn't authorize two payments to come out.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Without seeing the account, I can't let you know what's going on. I do apologize, but it is not coming up.
I'm sure you'll find it when the Better Business Bureau contacts your company.
Oh, okay, sure.
Bet you find it then.
Okay.
Okay, that's it. I guess you can't help me.
Well, thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great day.